This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly being engaged and involved. Because you got to be engaged and involved. Right? Just don't start spewing what you hear all over the place because it's not all true and it's not all right. But you just, you know, again, you never know what you're going to hear. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, if you can't handle it, in the next few segments, not this one, but the next few, we are going to talk about science and God. What one has to do with the other. Can they have anything to do with each other? Right? Seriously. I love some of the stuff coming across my desk. I'm going, okay, so, you know, like Trump needs to use eminent domain to build a wall. So, okay. And you realize that they don't just take your property away under eminent domain. Do you realize that? You get paid for your property. And the law says you're supposed to be paid, I mean, unless you're a real jerk, but anyway, the law says you're supposed to be paid what the market rate for that property is at the time. Now, you may want to wait another 10 years because that was going to be retirement money, but it doesn't always work that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love these stories. I just can't stay away from them. I'm not stupid. If you head over to campusreform.org, love their stories. You really can't beat their stories. And the socialist students now they're really screaming to ban a white supremacist capitalist group known as Chick-fil-A. I can't stand it. Just don't go there. That's how easy it really is. Just don't go there. Nobody asked you. You weren't invited. An environmental group in Athens, Georgia is demanding that the University of Georgia ban Chick-fil-A from campus. Calls the fast food chain an industrial white supremacist. God, it never stops. They come up with names. I mean, seriously, what do they sit around talking on joints and going, oh, man, that sounds cool. Say it again, all together. Yeah, listen, let's call them an industrial, white supremacist, imperialistic, capitalistic cult. Yeah. Who's going to make the T-shirts? Not me, man. I mean, really, this is how this has to happen. It's like when I read those stories about kids smoking or eating or doing something with bath oil beads. How high do you have to be? You're sitting on the corner, you smoke the last joint, and you're going, oh, I wish I had a... Hey, anybody smoke bath oil beads before? I can see the jar right there in the bathroom. How do you do... Who comes up with this stuff? The Athens Earth Strike... some of whose members also belong to Athens Young Democratic Socialists of America. They describe itself as an official chapter of the YDSA, and the University of Georgia is targeting Chick-fil-A for its use of non-compostable packaging. Light it on fire. You won't see it again. It's further claiming that the chicken chain uses unsustainability poultry. Wait a minute. When you kill it, it's gone. Yes, it's unsustainable. You cannot recycle it. Although our chickens seem to recycle chickens. That's pretty disgusting. They eat their own.
Omnivore.
They'll eat anything. It's pretty disgusting. Could be Uncle Frank for all they know. Anyway, now according to students' publication, The Red and Black, the group also claimed that the capitalistic cults of chicken fillet and Georgia poultry farms, they are a very, very violent group. Somebody is look, they don't come up with this stuff on their own. Somebody is feeding them this stuff. The industrial, white, supremacist, imperialist, capitalist cults of Chick-fil-A and Georgia poultry farms as a whole exemplify violence. Oh, God. Let me see. One of the major poultry suppliers for Chick-fil-A is Koch. Now, Koch targets the most vulnerable people in our immigrant communities to work as their employees. No, they like to feed their families. And all fast food joints are, you know, usually lower wage. And I'll tell you something else. The future, I'm not a big Chick-fil-A. Like, I don't go hunt it down. I don't go say, I gotta have me some Chick-fil-A. I don't work like that. But I gotta tell you, and if you read some recent stories about Chick-fil-A, I think they're the number one food chain. People love going there. They got they're number one in customer service because you like how you're treated. You're greeted correctly. They say please and thank you. How may I serve you? It's not like, yeah, sure, come to the window. We'll see. I'll tell you how much it is. And, you know, oh God. And again, Chick-fil-A has made some strides in sustainability, but the company is short-sighted at best, they say. While they play the transition to antibiotic-free chickens raised in barns instead of cages, they think it's more than a cheap marketing ploy. Now, the environmental group continued to list demands for the popular chicken chain, including that it no longer use styrofoam cups. They want to keep its profits to shift to serving hormone-free chicken and end factory farming. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how they're doing it. Here's what I know. Chicken's good. Keep doing it. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Never mind your chin up. That's right, both of them.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. And the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He might have sucker punch, came flying in.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. You know, I got to tell you, on a regular basis, I admonish you guys to get involved, to get engaged. Let me know what you think. Because I'm always curious as to, you know, the guests and the topics and what we're doing. You know, I'm always talking about God and science. And here's somebody who has a clue. Remember, I bring the experts on because I'm not that one. You know, we're back. You know, I love to talk about this stuff all the time. I talk about the difference between science, God, a lot of science and God. And a lot of you guys think that because those of us who do believe in God, we don't believe in science. And, you know, my mantra on the show has always been, that's not the point at all. What we believe is that, not that science did not create God, but God created science. And H2O equals water, not because science says it equals water, it's because that's the way God made it. At least that's my personal opinion. Now, Dr. Michael Keyes is joining me. He's a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute and a former Fulbright scholar. He holds a PhD in history, the history of science from the University of Oklahoma, and serves as a lecturer in the history and philosophy of science at Biola University. Doctor, thanks for joining me. I appreciate the time.
Hey, Joe, let's chat about science and God.
I think it is, too. And what I love, the title of the book is Unbelievable, Seven Myths About History and the Future of Science and Religion. But you actually even call out Neil deGrasse and Bill Nye, on this show he's called Bill Nye the non-science guy. And anyway, first give us
to be known as the science.
I know. You know what? And I want to be known as, you know, a doctor of philosophy, but that's not going to work either. So, hey, give us an overview, an 80,000 foot overview, what the book is about, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. So Bill and I and Neil deGrasse Tyson tell the story that science and religion are at war and have been at it for a long, long time. So, if you want to be on the right side of history, you go with science, ditch religion, because, you know, science ultimately wins. So, and they tell this through a number of specific stories that I break out as very specific myths about science and God. So I've been teaching this stuff for about a quarter century to college students, and I thought, you know, it's time to go public with this.
Yeah, I love that, and I got to give you credit, because there's a lot of people in your world, whether it's the science world or the medical world, won't talk about this stuff for fear of being, you know, poo-pooed, ridiculed, whatever terminology that you want to use. Are some of your peers looking at you after writing this book and going, you know what, dude, there's something wrong with you?
Well, you know, curiously, my peers in history of science, which is a, you know, pretty huge discipline now with, you know, large numbers that come to conferences, they would agree with the vast majority of what I say in my book. They'd quibble here and there on some interpretations, but basically they're with me. Now, contemporary scientists, particularly those who are the vocal atheists, of course they're going to not like this book. They're going to want to argue against it, but they don't have the relevant expertise to really address the historic myth, and also have a futuristic myth as well that I deal with.
Well, let's talk about some of those things that you deal with in the book. You say, why the Dark Ages never happened. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, the label Dark Ages is often slapped onto 1,000 years of European history from the time of, well, when Rome fell and Europe effectively began until about 1450. And we all know that the Christianity had a great amount of influence over society during that period, and so the standard story that many atheists still tell today is, well, you see, it was because of Christianity that science was held back, that wasn't much in the way of cultural and scientific development during that period, and, you know, people believed in a flat earth during that period, which I break out as a separate myth, because there's so much interesting stuff on the whole history of ideas about the shape of earth. But, yeah, basically, it's this is totally flies in the face of massive historical evidence that, you know, the Middle Ages were, in many ways, an age of enlightenment, age of discovery, and set the foundations for modern science. The basic methodology and some actual experimentation went on during the Middle Ages, and some of this stuff had to be rediscovered by folks like Galileo, who are known more as the founders of modern science.
You know, it's funny, as you talk about this and as I, you know, read some of the things in the book, when I finished high school in the late 70s, and I'm thinking about the difference between what we were taught then and how much that is not being taught today, and it's tended, as you see this stuff start to change over the years, it's basically, I don't want to say they lie about it, but they definitely skew it in the direction they want you to believe. They skew it in the direction, as you just said a minute ago, you had atheists, or you have atheists in modern science today that want to, they don't want to just skirt the idea of God. They want to run away from it. They want to create a major chasm in that. Have there been some scientists throughout the, in modern history, who have turned around and said, look, there's place for both?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to look at early modern science, Copernicus, Kepler, Galileo, who made some amazing discoveries that are still taught today, with some qualification, of course, they were all believers in God. And Copernicus worked for the Catholic Church. Galileo was Catholic. Kepler was a Lutheran. They all believed in the Bible, and that the Bible was without error. And they also thought that this was entirely consistent with what they were finding in the natural world. I mean, and here's a common metaphor that was used in the Middle Ages and the early modern period. God wrote two books, the book of nature and the book of scripture. And if you've got the same author for both books, if you properly interpret both of them, they're going to converge on the, on the same truth. They're not going to conflict with each other. And indeed, that's what has happened over time.
Yeah, like I said, I talk about that regularly on the show, how there is no chasm between the two. Again, it's just a matter of you studying without a bias, looking at this, reading it, just trying to understand it without a bias one way or the other. So, yeah, Christopher Columbus, which I joke on the show all the time that Chris took a wrong turn, ended up in the wrong place. Yeah, we celebrate him for over 200 years. Yeah. Only in America would we do something like that. And so I get a kick out of that. But again, there was a lot of conversation around Chris's trip, worried about he was going to fall off the edge of the earth. And I mean, it's just hilarious when I read some of this stuff as to what was going on back then. But guess what? I take too long to ask the question because I do that. We run out of time. We're going to have to hit that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Sure.
Don't go far. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about how science and religion do work together very much. And they've never stopped working together. How do you like that one, right? I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Look, when your friends get on your case, just laugh at them and tell them it takes them more faith to believe in strictly science than it does for me to believe in God. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings said it appears President Trump broke the law while in office after listening to testimony for former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. Cohen said he and the president committed crimes together.
I am ashamed that I chose to take part in concealing Mr. Trump's illicit acts rather than listening to my own conscience.
He said the president broke federal finance campaign laws from the Oval Office.
He asked me to pay off an adult film star with whom he had an affair.
The committee's ranking Republican, Jim Jordan, said he's a disgruntled former employee.
Mr. Cohen, how long did you work in the White House?
I never worked in the White House.
That's the point, isn't it, Mr. Cohen?
No, sir.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, sir.
You wanted to work in the White House.
No, sir.
You didn't get brought to the dance.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Hey, man. I'm going to school.
No! That's one of my favorites. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. I don't waste any time. We're back. You know, I always enjoy time together. And some of you who have listened for some period of time, I always enjoy time together. How God and science go together. They don't go apart. One doesn't push the other one away. As you've been taught, we've all been taught over the years that that's exactly how it works. And it doesn't work that way. They fit together wonderfully. So I've asked Dr. Michael Keyes to join me today. He's a senior fellow at Discovery Institute and a former Fulbright scholar. He also holds a PhD in the history of science from the University of Oklahoma and serves as a lecturer in the history and philosophy of science at Biola University. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time with me.
Sure, Joe. I guess you wanted to talk about the shape of the Earth, right?
Well, I want to talk about Chris, you know, crossing his fingers and hoping he didn't, sail off the edge of the planet, because that's what it was all about back then, right? Go ahead.
Well, that's what we're still taught in grammar school today, that I mean, it's just received wisdom that Columbus was trying to get funding for his trip. He had to argue that the Earth was round instead of flat in order to get people to fund his journey. Well, it turns out, actually, that the real debate in Columbus time, 1492, basically that's the end of the Middle Ages, early modern period, the real debate was not the shape of the Earth, it was the size of the Earth, and particularly the size of oceans compared to land masses. And so, so people knew the Earth was round for a long, long time. Clear back to Aristotle, 4 centuries before Jesus, and then throughout the early Christian period, and then through the Middle Ages. In fact, Christians invented this institution called the university, and they were all Christian to begin with. Secular universities came much, much later, and they taught hundreds of thousands of students in the Middle Ages the arguments for a round Earth. So I'll give you one example, Joe. So you look up at the moon during a lunar eclipse, and you can see that as the shadow of the Earth crosses over the face of the moon, the edge of that shadow is curved. So the Earth is round, okay? So, and there were about a half dozen other arguments. And what's ironic about this is when I teach this to college students, most of my college students had fewer good arguments for a spherical Earth than the typical medieval student, which was supposed to be Dark Ages. Nah, who's really living the Dark Ages, right? Yeah, but of course, by the end of my class, they were up to speed with they were on par with the medieval students on this particular topic.
Yeah, no, it goes to sometimes what's being taught and what they're looking at. And you actually, just take a little sidestep here. This is actually another, as of late, another argument coming up to try to push the flat Earth movement again. I think that's hilarious. You must know a little bit about that.
Yeah, there are a few nuts out there who will gather people together. Like when I spoke in Colorado on my book topic at Colorado State University, a few weeks before I arrived, the Flat Earth Society was meeting in Denver. But look, they only drew about 600 people. There's a couple of organizations that do this. It's a big publicity stunt. They make money off of it. And, you know, religion is kind of out there, like, oh, you know, religious people believe this. But I have only met like two people in my entire life who I think were authentic Christians who actually thought the Earth was flat, and of course I argued against them immediately. So it's just a bunch of kooks. In fact, the people at the conference said that their own churches were kicking them out of the churches because of their belief in the flat Earth. Because yeah, it's ridiculous, and they're giving Christianity a bad name.
Yeah, well, no, I agree with you. I love this stuff when they come, and then when they try to lay it on the church, it's funny, they can't make up their mind. Some of them want to lay it on science, some of them want to lay it on the church, and they can't get with their own program. You know, you talked about Copernicus earlier, and you say that he'd be shocked to learn that he supposedly demoted humans from the center of the universe. What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean the common way of framing the Copernican achievement is to say, well, prior to him, we thought we were in the center of God's plan, the center of the universe, you know, the religious view. Copernicus kicked us out of the center. Now we're just on a rock in space going around the sun. And so humans are no longer important. We no longer are plausibly made in the image of God. Well, Copernicus himself said that the universe was framed for our sake. There's roughly a quote there. And the early Copernicans who followed him, like Kepler and Galileo, they framed this change in scientific perspective as a promotion for Earth, because they, according to the ancient and medieval view that had made its way up to that time, the center of the universe was considered the bottom of the universe, the place of dishonor. So to make Earth, to reconceive Earth as a planet, was considered like a promotion. We're now entering, joining the dance of the stars along with other, wonderful things way up there high in the exalted heavens. So that's how that story ends up being a myth.
Yeah, these guys had, and again, we, as the years, to my point earlier, as the years go on, the pictures that are being painted of these guys, the pictures are being painted that their what their attitude was towards science and God, becoming less and less truthful and wider apart from the truth, aren't they?
Exactly. That's why I wrote this book. Because, if you actually swallow these first six historic myths in my book, it leaves this significance void. That needs to be filled with something, and people are grasping for something, which is why I wrote about a seventh myth that's futuristic.
Well, we've got, but I want to, again, they can get your book, which is one of the resources they might be able to get their hands on. But usually when these young people are looking to get answers to this, or they're studying for their class, or they go to their class, more and more of these books are pointing them in the opposite direction. More and more of these professors are pushing them in the opposite direction. Are there places they can go, again, along with your book, but are there places they can go to get information to maybe shore up what the opposite of what they're being taught, the truth, if you would?
Yeah, well, particularly with contemporary science, like in my futuristic myth, I cover, like, well, what is, could an alien actually make its way to Earth, and what are the distances and so on, and are other planets habitable? And yeah, you have to look at how unlikely these things are, and Discovery Institute, discovery.org, is a great place to go for questions like about, alien life, is there evidence that God made this universe because of the way it's constructed? And yes, there is lots of it that never gets into the textbooks, or rarely does. So yeah, discovery.org, I work with the Center for Science and Culture, there, and my colleagues, you know, prominent astronomers and biologists and physicists have done some really great work. A lot of it's free, you know, through articles up on the web.
Yeah, I want to talk in detail about that in the third segment. It's amazing to me when it comes to aliens and such. I have my own thoughts that I drive people crazy with. But come back to how the popular account of Giordano Bruno as a martyr for science ignores the fact that he was executed for theological reasons, not scientific ones, right?
Yeah, now, what's tricky is you have to kind of tease out some of his theological reasons, you know, that God has to create incessantly so the universe is infinitely large and there's infinite number of planets, so there's got to be a lot of aliens out there. Some of that did overlap with theological questions, but with scientific questions about cosmology, you know, the structure of the universe. But he misunderstood much of Copernicus' cosmology and astronomy, and he was lived just after the time of Copernicus. And so he really wasn't well-versed in science of his own day, but he had this belief that Jesus was just one more migrating soul hopping from planet to planet to planet, and he just happened to show up on Earth. And these ideas were clearly heretical theologically, that Jesus was just one more, you know, soul that's going from planet to planet. But it did have kind of a scientific look and feel to some of it, and that's why some have said, well, he died as a martyr for science. But when you look at the details, it's only very superficially scientifically looking, and it's basically philosophy and theology with a little, you know, scientific flavor sprinkled on it.
Well, look, we got to go for a quick break. We'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break, and we'll get into the whole alien thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We're talking about how science and God do work together. We'll be back in a minute. Yeah, I got to tell you guys, if you don't think science is God is working together, go outside. Just look around. Ask for extra. You know, you've got friends of yours that you mention God, and they snicker at you, or they kind of giggle. You're friends, so it's good, it's okay, and all that fun stuff. But the reality is, look around. You're going to tell me this is an accident? Everything around you is a perfect accident? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
This is your favorite. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Can God and science coexist? I don't know. You tell me. We're back with Dr. Michael Keyes, and Dr. Michael Keyes is a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute and a former Fulbright scholar. He holds a PhD in the history of science from the University of Oklahoma, and he serves as a lecturer in the history of philosophy of science at Biola University. Again, Doctor, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
Hey, it's been fun, Joe. Let's do some more.
Oh, listen. Again, you can go round and round and round about this. Is some of the stories that we've been taught in school, and you're debunking these, if you would, in a nice way. You're debunking these stories in your book, Unbelievable: Seven Myths About the History and the Future of Science and Religion. You can find it on Amazon, and I'm so glad to see that you take on Bill Nye, the non-science guy. Always exciting when I see that happen. So, again, we've been taught for years and years and years and years and years that Galileo had a major clash with the church, but what really was that all about?
Well, Galileo had both friends and foes within his own Catholic church, and he was trying to be faithful to his own church to educate it in the new astronomy that Copernicus had unveiled and that Galileo took further.
with more, a little more evidence that could be interpreted in favor of it. But Galileo, you know, he had both friends and foes within the church hierarchy. It turned out that because the church, the Catholic Church, was in the middle of the Counter-Reformation, you know, responding to the Protestants, they were much more touchy, overreaching to put down people that were talking about, you know, risky things. So Galileo, yeah, did. I mean, this was definitely an embarrassing episode for the Catholic Church. He was forced to get on his knees and say, you know, I don't believe this stuff anymore about Copernicus. But when you go through my chapter, you'll find that at several key points, if he had just been a little more modest and about his arguments, he thought that he could prove the Earth really moved, but at that time there was really no way to prove it. It was a, kind of a toss-up between a moving Earth and a stationary Earth. It wasn't until much later that that was really settled as fact, that Earth moves. So, yeah, it was an unfortunate incident, but it doesn't show that science and religion are essentially at war or necessarily at war. It was different interpretations of the Bible and different interpretations of science. That's all it was.
I look at this and say, when you look at the universe, the vastness of the universe, how it comes out to be and how it keeps working, it doesn't take anything away from God. I've been saying that on the show for years. I mean, if you're saying that every... You look at us as human beings, and you want to talk about evolution and all that other stuff. We are, what you're saying, we are a mass of perfect mistakes. It doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't have a college degree, in the face. I mean, the vastness of the universe, the ongoing growth of the universe doesn't fly in the face of God, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's quite consistent. In fact, the sheer size of the universe, it's immense. Bill and I like to say, well, that shows that we're insignificant, because look how small we are compared to that size. But look, people, in even religious people in the ancient world, like take Psalm 8, a Jewish poet saying, looking at the night sky, what is man that you are mindful of him? And yet, he goes on to say, despite this feeling of insignificance, we are significant, because God has revealed himself to us and showed, you know, that he has a plan for us. So, yeah, that's another instance of where, you know, someone imposes on the past an atheistic perspective and then expects us to believe that people in the ancient world were just dumb, didn't think the universe was big, but they, in fact, did. It's right there in the Old Testament.
Yeah, I was getting a kick out of the fact that again, it's the one area, it seems like, in science, it's the one area where they don't have to have 100% proof, they don't have to be able to recreate the issue, yet when it comes to the Big Bang, evolution, any of that stuff, you are to believe it simply because you can't believe in God. I mean, again, I don't want to take any of your thunder away, and I don't know what road you go down. When I talk about evolution with somebody who comes on and doesn't believe in God or the universe or the Big Bang theory, I said, look, it takes you more faith to believe in the Big Bang than it does for me to believe in God. You have to believe in the vast space of nothingness. Absolutely nothing existed, and somehow two atoms or what have you in this vast, two things come out of nowhere, right? They come together in this vast universe. They somehow find an intersection they can collide with, and then they create this bang that goes out and creates this perfect universe. I'm sorry. You've got to have more faith than I do to believe that, don't you?
Yeah, for an atheistic version of that story, exactly. Now, there are Christians who are scientists who think that modern cosmology does point to a beginning and to, therefore, a beginner, namely God. But yeah, the atheistic versions, which you were rehearsing there, are just saying it happened. There was no design in it. It just happened.
Yeah.
And that's clearly not the case. The universe is highly pre-programmed to unfold and space to stretch out in a way that is exactly what's needed in order for it to support life.
And again, it's the area that aggravates me to no end, because they say you believe in something you can't touch or feel or deal with, and I say, well, you know, you're in the same boat I am. You're dealing with something that you can't prove in any way, shape, manner, or form. Let's move on to the aliens, because I have a lot of fun with that too. You know, I had a guy come on the show and wanted to talk to me about how the aliens were hiding behind one of the planets, and they were waiting to jump in case we destroyed Earth. And I'm thinking, they came all that way to hang out. I mean, seriously, with everything they got going on, they come all this way to check us out, and all they can do is beam us up and stick probes in us. They can't scan us or anything. You guys, but those guys who call in, I say you're crazy, because you talk about stuff that makes absolutely no sense. You know, how is a new myth being positioned to replace religion? A futuristic myth that sounds scientific, but it isn't. You talk about that in your book as well.
Right. Yeah, so those six historic myths left this significance void. You know, if there is no God and, you know, religion's dumb, well, then you just kind of go forward. What's going to fill that void? Well, this seventh futuristic myth is doing it, and I call it the extraterrestrial enlightenment myth. Now, the myth is not whether aliens exist or not. We don't really know. But here's what the myth is. It goes like this. Any alien capable of making the vast, journey to Earth would have to have godlike superintelligence. And Richard Dawkins is saying this, the famous atheist. Technology indistinguishable from magic, think Harry Potter, and moral spiritual insights that would trigger global religious reorientation. And here's my response briefly. There's more in the book, but briefly, look, in order for aliens, even if you look at, we've discovered about 4,000 planets beyond our solar system. None of them are really good candidates for complex life like us. So you have to go a huge distance even to get to possibly habitable planets, which we still don't see, but possibly, okay? Well, then the problem is technology can't overcome natural laws. That's impossible. The speed of light is this cosmic speed limit. In fact, we can't even get very close to the speed of light in space travel. And no one can. There's certain natural laws that can't be overcome by ordinary natural organisms or their robots. So the likelihood of arrival is very, very low, for one thing. The second thing, I'll close with this on ET. Here's the deal. If the devil himself were to appear on this planet posing as an alien savior, Richard Dawkins, the atheist, and other like-minded materialists, based on their own atheist literature, would have no way to help other people distinguish between the natural, that is the alien interpretation of this great being solving the world's problems, and the supernatural, the devil interpretation of this same creature. So latter-day materialism is becoming indistinguishable from the occult. How ironic, Joe.
I read this stuff, I see what they throw at me, I see the stories they send to me, and I go, wow, there's nothing new here. I mean, just pulling the wool over eyes has been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries, you know. So, hey, we're just about out of time, so tell people how they can find you, maybe find your writings, and your book is available on Amazon, correct?
Yeah, and the easy way to find it on Amazon is to go to unbelievablemyths.com. That's myths, plural, and it'll take you to the Amazon page.
Oh, perfect. And listen, I appreciate your time. We'll have you back on. I always enjoy these kind of conversations, especially after a couple of weeks of, again, the crazies calling me and telling me how they're out there. They're just cloaking their
Okay.
Anyway, Doctor, thanks for being with me. You know, I always appreciate people like that are willing to come on. Again, when you have a degree and you're teaching at a college and you start talking about these things that they think is a fringe or not true or can't possibly be true, you put yourself out there. We need to give guys like this a lot of kudos for doing it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. There's a lot going on the site. Stories. You got any thoughts for a story? You got thoughts for a topic? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. It's joe@therealside.com. Capital TRS in the subject line. Let me know what you want me to talk about. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day, and thanks for being with us.